الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم علماء الكرام most respected brothers and our sisters who may be listening over the receivers this month of Ramadan as you have been hearing from the beginning of the month, or in fact before the month of Ramadan commenced, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has prescribed fasting upon the believers so that they may get taqwa. That is the purpose of fasting. Now I mentioned the other day also that business people, they always take stock of how much profit they have made at the end of the day or at the end of the month. So in the same way, as the days are going by, we have to check our hearts and see how much of this taqwa came into our hearts. Has any change come about in our lives besides staying away from food and drink in this month of Ramadan? If changes are coming, we are experiencing a kind of ecstasy, joy, happiness, the noor of taqwa in our hearts. We can see that the heart is filling up with some noor of taqwa, then alhamdulillah, we must make shukr and we must increase our amal, which is enabling us to get this feeling of taqwa in our hearts. And in our days, because of our weakness, it is not recommended that we stay awake the whole night or we read the whole day. We go about our normal daily activities, but we curtail it to a great extent and we increase a little of those ibadat which we do during the rest of the year. But the most important thing is that we stay away from sins. We make a deal with our nafs that for this one month don't commit sins. It doesn't mean that after that you can carry on committing. But they say it is easier if you, for those people who are jogging, if they have to run 100 kilometers or 20 or 30 kilometers, then if they straight away look at that distance that they have to go, then sometimes it becomes a little difficult. Or the person gets put off, especially those who are new runners. But if that person says that just let us go first 1 kilometer. And then when he's just about reaching that stage, then he says another one. And then another one. So like that, before he knows, he has completed the 20 kilometers. In the same way, let us make a deal with nafs, because Allah Ta'ala, out of his kindness, ihsan and mercy, has chained the shayateen. It is his ihsan upon us that he does not want his servants to suffer the difficulty of fighting against nafs and shaitan in this holy month. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has chained the shayateen. And we can see the effects of that chaining up of the evil shayateen, that the Fajr Salat, our masajid are full, or many of the masajid, or we get a sizable number, which is very difficult to get in any other month. And also other ibadat which we will not be able to do in any other month. How many of us, if we are told that make 20 rakats of nafil namaz every day, we will be able to make it? But in the month of Ramadan, after having fasted the whole day, it is still easy for us to make the Taraweeh Salat. And then get up again tahajjud time and make sehri. Now all this is because Allah Ta'ala has chained the shayateen. But they will be released again after Ramadan. So the only thing that we have to fight against is our nafs. So in this one month, we make a deal with this nafs. We say, look, I will give you plentiful of pleasures of the halal kind. But let us make a deal that this month of Ramadan you're going to stay away from sins. And what will we get in return? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has promised so many things on taqwa. In the Quran Sharif, even those who do not know Arabic, but when you are listening or to the Huffaz reading, or even when we are reciting the Quran Sharif ourselves, so many places in the Quran Sharif, somewhere muttaqeen, somewhere taqwa, the words have been used. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, He wants to give us His wilayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Loosely translated, it means that only those who have got taqwa are the friends of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you have taqwa, then you become the wali of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now we can get the friendship of people of the world. We can get the friendship of presidents of countries. We can get the friendship of kings and rulers. We can get the friendship of people who are managing companies and they hold a very high position. And we may sometimes brag about this kind of friendship that we have with them. But we know the end result of all that friendship is that one day they will depart or we will depart. And also that it is not even in their control and power. That government position and post which they are holding is because of the votes which they received of the people, and they were voted to that position. But how many presidents of countries ended up in jails? And how many presidents of countries were overthrown, coup d'etats? And how many kings and rulers were deposed and they ended up in courts? So that friendship is not long lasting or everlasting. But the friendship that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala promises, in awliya'uhu illa al-muttaqoon. Those who have got taqwa, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to give them the crown of wilayat on their heads. What do we know what the enjoyment and taste of this wilayat is? When Allah ta'ala becomes someone, then everything becomes His. Don't look at the outward conditions. Allah ta'ala has purposely kept those outward conditions such so that we may have iman bil ghaib. Because if we are going to see with our eyes and do things, then it is not iman bil ghaib. Allah ta'ala has promised certain things, and therefore He gives that taqwa and He gives that wilayat within the person, experiences that enjoyment inside his heart. Now if we have to have an x-ray to see through somebody's body, and we can see the filth in the kidneys, in the bladder, and in the blood vessels that are running, or if a person has a sight like that, that in the masjid he can see through whatever is within the person's body, then all of us will run far away from it. If that person has got that kind of sight, then he will not like to look at anybody. Leave alone making that person a friend, because he can see the amount of filth that is in the body. Look at Allah Ta'ala's ihsan upon us, that He puts so much of covering and layers so that all that filth may be hidden from the sight of others. He put so much of layers and coverings so that the smell from the body, the smell from the kidneys and the smell from the bladder of urine and stool may not come out of our bodies. So much of ihsan Allah Ta'ala made. Now that Allah who can see through us, that Allah says that I will make you my friend, in whose control the whole universe is, our life is, all the treasures are, and He says that I will make you my friend. You adopt taqwa and I will make you my friend. I will give you the crown of wilayat on your head. And to develop this taqwa, because I want to make you my friend, Allah Ta'ala doesn't hate us, He doesn't dislike us, Allah doesn't want to punish us, Allah doesn't want to see us in the fire of hell, Allah doesn't want to see us suffering any kind of harm and problems even in this world. Therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, you adopt and develop this taqwa within you, and then I will put this crown of wilayat on your head, and then I will solve your problems. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِ يُسْرًا. Allah ta'ala will make everything easy for that person. He will find a way out in his problems. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will provide rizq for him from unknown sources. وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bless him with so many different ni'mats. For what? Just that he must stay away a little bit from sins. And what does the person get when he starts committing sins? Uska sukoon chin gaya, kitni hai talkh ye hayat. Uska sukoon chin gaya, kitni hai talkh ye hayat. Jisne chakhe hai dosto, fani buto ke namkiyat. That person's sukoon is gone. That person's peace of mind is gone. That person's tranquility is gone. The person who has tasted the love of idols. Here, whether it is the idol of wealth, which is haram wealth, we are not talking about halal. If a person has plentiful of halal wealth, he earned it correctly and he is spending it correctly, then it is a great ni'mat. Good wealth in the hands of a good person is a good thing. But we are talking about the taste of haram. Haram women, women whom Allah Ta'ala has made haram upon him, or wealth which is haram, or anything else which has come to him and giving him enjoyment through haram sources, then this person, his sukoon and peace is gone. Uska sukoon chin gaya. His life becomes bitter and miserable. No matter what he has in his hands, and no matter what he has in his banks, but if you have to ask that person to take a qasam and say whether he is really enjoying life, if he is a mu'min, we are not talking about the disbelievers. For them it is jannat in this world. But if he is a mu'min and he's got belief, he's got iman bil ghaib, that there is jannat, there is jahannam, there is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala watching over all his deeds and actions, that there will be a day of judgment in which we will have to stand and account before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If he has got this yaqeen in him, then he can never ever enjoy sins. And especially for a Muslim, then this Muslim is going to always be scared. My neighbors must not come to know that I've got haram relationships. Those who are disbelievers, they can have 100 mistresses, or they can have any amount of girlfriends, or the women can have any amount of boyfriends. It's not going to affect their lives. In fact, they will brag about it, that how much of relationships they have had. But for a Muslim, it is going to be a source of concern. He's going to be afraid that nobody must come to know. Now this fear that nobody must come to know itself will take away all his happiness. And then Allah Ta'ala will make his life miserable. وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْكَ. Allah will make that person's life narrowed and tightened. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this Mubarak month of Ramadan. Therefore the angel announces in Ramadan that يَا بَاغِيَ الْخَيْرِ أَقْبِلْ وَيَا بَاغِيَ الشَّرْ أَقْسِرْ. Meaning that all those people who are in search of namaz, of zikr, of tilawat, of ibadat, of charities, of service to neighbors, to friends, to mankind, to the poor, to the needy, then come forward. You proceed, you go on. This month is for you. But those people who are in search of sins, those who are in search of evil, then they should withdraw, they should hold back, they should curtail, because this is not a month for sins. So in this Mubarak month, which is moving so fast, we have to keep taking a stock every day, especially at the time of iftar, that how much did I earn for the day and how much got hijacked by my nafs. Am I still there at square one, or have I now taken off from the ground? What is the purpose of an aeroplane that is on the tarmac and it is being filled up with fuel? And just when it is about full, then again it's punctured and everything is out and it doesn't take off. The hajis who are sitting on that plane will remain there on the tarmac all their lives. They won't reach anywhere. I think I gave that example of Hazrat Maulana Ki Mohd Akhtar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum the other day on Fajr talk. He said that we were traveling from Jeddah to Makkah Sharif, and in the car, because it was a very hot day, extremely hot, so Hazrat Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib Damat Barakatuhum, his Shaykh, he said, put on the air conditioner. So the driver said, it is on. He said, the air conditioner is on. He said, then why is the car not cooling then? He said, well, check, somebody's window must be left open. So when they checked, then somebody's window was left open. And as a result, it was not cooling. So he said, when the window was closed, then everybody said, now it's cool. Now to us, this is something that happens frequently in our lives. But these people who are Allah walas, those who have got a connection with Allah Ta'ala, those who understand the Quran and the purpose of its revelation, and those who are making amal on the teachings of Rasulullah Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then they take lessons from all these things. He said, here somebody left a window open, and as a result, although the air conditioner was on, but the car was not cooling. He said, this is our condition, that we want to put on the air conditioners of zikr, of tilawat, of taraweeh. I'm giving you an explanation of in the month of Ramadan, taraweeh and fasting and zakat and charities. Now all these are coolers for the heart. The heat of sins which heats our hearts up, the coolers for that is zikr, tilawat, ibadat, istighfar, tawbah. Now all these things are coolers. Then why is it that still we cannot seem to get that coolness in our heart? Why is it that we cannot get that noor in our heart? The reason is that as that noor is coming in, we have got our windows open. The windows of our eyes are open. The windows of our ears are open. The windows of our tongues are open. Some of that noor goes out through the ears, listening to music, listening to ghibat, listening to other kind of haram talk and discussions. Our ears enjoy the sweet tones of those women who are haram for us, whose voices may be enticing us towards sins, but now our ears are open. So some of that noor goes away through the ears. Then some of it goes away through the eyes. We are watching so much of haram all the time. And some of it goes away through our mouths when we are speaking lies, when we are making ghibat ourselves, when we are indulging in gossiping about other people and prying into their lives, or when we are taking false oaths. In the courts of law we have to stand, then we will say, I swear to speak the truth and nothing but the truth, and then we will say, so help me God, and we will take the name of God to help us in speaking lies. So some of that noor will come out through the mouths. Then those hands of ours also are not safe in the month of Ramadan. And I am telling you these things because alhamdulillah, so many people, for the sake of Islah, they write that what problems they are facing. Now these young people, they have got so much of problems. Now this one young person says, well, now what do I do? I am working in a shop in which I am surrounded. Well, the rest of the staff are all girls, young girls who dress up and come. I want to restrain myself, but how do I? He says, nafs and shaitan tempts me that sometimes I'm touching with my hands and sometimes I'm rubbing with my body, and they don't even realize that I did it out of passion. Now do we think we can conceal these things from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? That the person is outwardly behaving as if he is a pious person, but in the meantime he's indulging in these type of things. So some of that noor is going away with this touching of the hands, and some of that noor is going away with the touching of those bodies, and some of that noor is going away through other sources, and at the end of the day we are left with empty bags, nothing. Our hearts are totally empty. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, out of His kindness and out of His mercy, He gave us this Mubarak month, and He gave it to us so that we get this taqwa. And if we get this taqwa, then He is making endless promises. Allah didn't have to make any promise to us. If He only said that, I will make you my wali, I will make you my friend, even that was too much. If Allah Ta'ala becomes a friend, then everything becomes His. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Agar ek tu nahi mera, to koi shay nahi meri. Jo tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zami meri. Ha, O my beloved Allah, if you are not mine, then nothing is mine. If you are not mine, then nothing is mine. My home, my property, my business, my children, nothing will be mine. My business will not give me barakat. My children will not be the coolness of my eyes. My wives will not be obedient. And if it is the wives, then the husbands will not be caring and having love and affection and compassion. Then we can keep complaining and try to find other solutions. But if Allah is not ours, nothing will be ours. But oh Allah, if you are mine, then everything is mine. Falak mera, zameen meri. Then the heavens and the earth are mine, oh my Allah, if only you become mine. Therefore in the month of Ramadan, you have heard the hadith many times that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that for everything else, the angels will give the sawab. But when it comes to fasting, wa ana ajzi bihi, I will give the reward because the fast is for me. There is another reading of it, wa ana ujza bihi. Although grammatically it doesn't give the right meaning, but the mafhum is correct. That Allah himself will become the reward of the fasting person. Provided that person abstained and restrained himself from haram, from sins, when he's restraining himself from halal, why should he not restrain himself from haram? And when he's going to do that, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself will become the reward of this fasting person. In other words, this dua which we are making, oh Allah, if you are mine, everything is mine, so become mine. So Allah Ta'ala says, if you want me to become yours, then you fast in this month of Ramadan, observing the etiquette of fasting. Just restrain yourself just for a few days of this month. Cut short on those unnecessary activities. Stay more inside the masjid or even at home. Engage yourself in some ibadah, zikr, tilawat, or go to sleep. But just restrain yourself from haram. Fast. Fulfill the rights of people. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you his wilayat. He will give you taqwa. And then he will become yours. When Allah ta'ala will become ours, then our businesses will be full of barakat. Our children will be coolness of our eyes. They will give us happiness and joy. Our wives will be obedient. Our children will be obedient. Everything will function in accordance with our wish and desire. Because our wish will now be the wish of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So whatever he will be pleased and happy with, we will also be happy with. So what a beautiful month Allah ta'ala has given. One person was saying, all of us make dua that I get the opportunity and the tawfiq of reading Quran Sharif. I'm so busy, I just cannot seem to find the time to do any ibadat. I just about make it for iftar time. So I asked him, I said, first I listened to him, and afterwards I asked him the question, casually, "Bhai, you didn't go for Umrah this year?" Because I know he normally goes every year for Umrah. So I said, "You didn't go for Umrah this year?" He said, "No, I will be going, but just that the children are writing exams. So I'm waiting for them to finish." Now if you put two and two together, what does it mean? It means if the children were not writing examinations, then he would have had plenty of time to go away with them for Umrah and spend the whole day and night there in Ibadat if he had wished to. But here, while she is here, because the children are writing examinations, therefore he doesn't have time now for Ibadat, for Zikr, for Tilawat, nothing else. So who are we bluffing? If the person wants to make time, there's plenty of ways of making time. And I mentioned, I think, in the first bayan, that just cut short a little from the hours of earning. Yes, if a person is working for someone, is majboor. But those who are running their own businesses and those who are bosses of their own, then close those businesses 1 hour before time. Go and have a little bit of rest, then come and make asar salat, and then engage yourself. Or stay in that environment in which there's noor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala descending, where the tilawat of the Quran Sharif taking place, where the zikr, where the ibadat, etc. taking place. And then see how, over a little effort, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives. He wants to give, we must be the takers. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq of amal, give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.